Welcome to the Franklin Apprenticeships Automotive Podcast. Here we discuss the details about this unique opportunity for dislocated workers in Missouri. You know, this program gives you a great kickstart to a new career in the automotive industry, and that includes immediate full-time employment. Listen now to learn more and find out what steps you will need to take to enroll. The state of Missouri and Franklin Apprenticeships have teamed up to create a new program, Automotive, focused on helping dislocated workers have a chance to jumpstart a new career, earn while they learn, gain credentials, and grow in-demand skills for future job security. And today we're going to discuss what it's like to work in the automotive industry and what it means to be an apprentice. Today we're joined by Scott Turnbaugh. Scott heads up the Franklin Career Agents who recruit and screen candidates. His team is your ultimate resource for all information associated with the program. They match apprentices with employers and guide candidates with tips to help them understand how to not only get through the process, but how to nail the interview. Scott has 20 plus years of hands-on experience recruiting and developing applicants. We're also joined by Robin Ferguson. Robin is a 20 plus year veteran of the automotive industry and is instrumental in helping Franklin's automotive team connect with local employers. As an ASE Education Foundation manager, Robin brings his years of experience to the Dislocated Worker Program as a representative of our training partner, ASE, ensuring the needs are met for both employers and potential apprentices. We're also joined by Reed Smith. Reed is a Franklin Apprenticeship Success Coach. Their role is to coordinate communication between apprentices, their training partners, and their employers. Success coaches ensure apprentices have all the necessary resources to be successful in their job, complete their certifications, grow their career. In a nutshell, a success coach is an apprentice's ticket to success. Reed and his team will support you through the entire program from start to graduation. This dude will be the best coach you've ever had. And Scott, Robin, and Reed, how y'all doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Great.
Excellent.
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And as I understand it, many of Missouri's dislocated workers applying to this program are coming from industries other than automotive. Perhaps are unfamiliar not only with apprenticeship programs, but are also not familiar with Franklin apprenticeships programs specifically. So Robin, can you share with the audience today a few facts about what to expect when transitioning to the industry, or basically what a day in the life of an automotive worker looks like?
Okay, yeah. The day in the life of an automotive worker is probably going to be different for people that work on a production line. An automotive technician doesn't do the same thing over and over. They tend to be assigned what comes in the door, and even if they specialize in a particular area, they're still going to be working on a different type of vehicle or a different process than what they did the day before. So in that respect, it's not boring, even kind of fun. The other thing is that they're spending an awful lot of their time diagnosing the problem. So they're using their knowledge as a problem-solving tool to try to figure out what's wrong with the vehicle, because parts and components and time to put them on are really expensive today. So it's important that they do diagnostic work and figure out what's wrong up front rather than just start putting parts on it and hope that fixes it.
Got it. So it sounds like it's probably a lot to take in a 12-month time frame. And I actually have mechanic friends who've had to go through years of education and certification before ever being considered for hire from a shop or a dealer. So how does this program allow for someone to walk in cold from another occupation and start as an employee from day one? And we'll go with Reed on this one.
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. Like you mentioned, some don't come from the automotive background. So what our job as a success coach is, as soon as they're admitted into the program, we want to surround them and be able to get them all the resources they need to be successful in the career. So we'll work with local job boards, make sure that they have means of transportation, childcare, anything that they need in their personal lives that's going to translate into their working lives that they need to be able to be successful in their role. We're going to help them out in any facet. And then, like you mentioned in the introductory, we're coordinating that communication between the educators and the employers so that we're all working on the same team and we all want this to be successful. So we're here to help out in any facet that they need and just drive that success for every apprentice.
That's awesome. And, you know, I have to admit that the idea of going back to school at a certain point in my career would certainly feel intimidating. And Robin, would love your take on this.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be intimidating. If you change careers because you want to and you want to try something new, that's one thing. But for a dislocated worker where they're being forced out of what they probably plan to do forever and have to take on something new, has to be a really bad time, or a scary time at least in their life. I think that's probably where the success coaches are most important, although they're important throughout the entire process. But the success coach can work with them and help get them on track for that. And once they're in the workplace, from my experience, for the most part, it's almost a family-like atmosphere. So they're probably going to have some help there from their coworkers, and it should make them feel better, hopefully right away.
That's great. Overall, this sounds like an amazing opportunity for dislocated workers to expand their skills, get back to work quickly, and enter an industry that's growing, secure, and lucrative. And Scott, can you give us an idea of the skills you are looking for when you recruit apprentice teams and match individuals with employers?
Sure. So there's an understanding from the employer that these new workers are not going to come in on day one and be ready to repair an automobile. They have to ramp up with those skills. So what we look for as the recruiting team are a couple of things. One is a great attitude, a genuine interest in the automotive field, someone who has been a tinkerer, who can fix their own car, their own motorcycle, has some stories in their own life where they have had something technical that needed to be repaired. They've been able to do a little research, diagnose, and fix it, and have a result that they were proud of. So someone who has worked with their hands, has a great attitude, and is genuinely interested in making the switch. But those are the key things that we look for.
Great. So let's talk about salary and career growth. Like, I assume dislocated workers who enter the program are thinking primarily about keeping food on the table and, you know, are sensitive to committing their time to something without understanding the actual pay and career progressions. And Scott, can you outline how the pay scale works?
Yes. So there may be a little step back at first to take a giant leap forward is how I explain it to people. So what we do is we look at the marketplace with the employers and we see what an ordinary employee would be making if they were hired and already had the skills that the apprentice will be acquiring. So let's use an example. Let's say that's $18 an hour for an automotive technician once they're fully trained. So what we do in the apprentice program is we have a tiered scale where you work your way up to that $18 per hour. At first, you would start out at 65% of that rate will be your hourly pay. After a couple of months, as you become more trained and more competent on the job, that will bump up to 75%. A few months later, it will bump to 85%. And at graduation, at the one-year mark, you will be on par with an ordinary employee making the same rate because now you've gone through the program.
That's great. Robin, anything to add here about potential career growth to add on to this?
Yeah, being an automotive technician is kind of unique in the way that they're paid because the vast majority of them are paid by the flat rate method, which means that they get paid for what they accomplish rather than their time on the job. So what I've seen in the past is someone that's really wants to get in and work really hard can earn a lot of money. I mean, the pay is really almost certainly going to be more than what they were making in the industry they were in before. They come in, you know, on a day and they're not quite up to par, they're not going to earn, and then they don't work as quickly, then they're not going to make as much. But they sort of have that kind of a unique situation where they can earn extra money or more money if they need to, or they can lay back. And as long as they're making flat rate, making 40 hours a week, most of the business are going to be happy with them. If they make 60 hours a week, then the business is going to be really happy with them.
Go to franklinapprenticeships.com to learn more about our Missouri Automotive program. Share, like, and follow us on all of our social media channels to hear more information and gather tips from our program experts. Hashtag changing the American workforce, unlocking opportunity for job seekers, employers, state agencies, and educators.